This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Sunderland for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
I watched a moving film just recently called War Horse, where Psalm 23 features as a prayer when a soldier walks out from the cover of his trench in fear and trepidation over onto the battlefield to free a horse completely ensnared in barbed wire. Step by step, he trusts in God to protect him and get him to where he needs to be. Psalm 23 is without a doubt the most well-known and best loved of all the Psalms in the Bible. Read out and sung at funerals as well as weddings, it begins with the words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." King David is thought to have written it, drawing from his own experiences as a shepherd boy looking after sheep, and it's been a source of such comfort and peace ever since to those who are anxious and fearful. It's also been a great source of encouragement and hope to the faithful. And so we begin our programme today with a Vicar of Dibley version of Psalm 23, sung to us by the choir boys. Here was David, who'd been a shepherd, viewing God as one. And in our gospel reading today, we hear Jesus making a startling claim, referring to himself as the good shepherd, dedicated to those in his care. He goes on to tell the people that he is, in fact, the long-awaited shepherd, spoken of by the prophets Jeremiah and Ezekiel, the one who'd be willing to lay down his life for his sheep and rescue them. Unlike the false leaders of the people of the day, who cared nothing for their welfare. The hired shepherd was one that would run away at the slightest sign of danger, because he cared nothing for the sheep. He was in it for the money or the prestige. But Jesus was claiming to be the genuine article and in the role for the duration. Let's listen to that reading today from John 10, beginning to read at verse 11. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Our next hymn is The King of Love, sung by Maranatha Celtic.
Thank you.
In biblical times, a shepherd was a constant source of comfort to his flock. He would lead them to where there was good grazing, and his flock of sheep would follow obediently behind him. I've actually seen shepherds lead their sheep just like this when we were on our way to Jerusalem a few years ago. This method is a far different cry from today's shepherds, who send their sheepdogs out to round up the sheep, yelling and whistling at them, sometimes speeding along behind on their ATVs. It was not only a shepherd's responsibility back then to guard and protect his sheep, but also to discipline them. He used a rod, rather like a cudgel, a sapling with a smoothed bowl root, to discipline a sheep. By throwing the rod, he could drive a sheep away from a dangerous plant. By reaching out with his staff, he could pull a sheep to safety or guide it to where he wanted it to go. He might even beat the rod and the staff together to make a loud noise and chase off danger. He also used a sling and stones to drive away bears and lions. It was his duty to keep his flock on the move to better pastures, so that the previous pasture could have a chance to recover. So on the journey past gullies and chasms and dark valleys, the sheep would have stayed close to him, and they wouldn't have been fearful as long as he was guiding them. Shepherds knew their sheep well. They knew instantly when one was missing or in trouble. They knew their sheep, and their sheep knew them. Here's Ruth Notman from Stuart Townend's album Paths of Grace to sing Good Shepherd of My Soul.
Good Shepherd of my soul, come dwell within me. Take all I am and mold your likeness in me. Before the cross of Christ, this is my sacrifice, a life laid down and ready to follow. And ready to follow.
God watches over us. He guides us and cares for each one of us in a similar way, especially when dark and fearful shadows loom large. He prepares the way before us, and his mercy and goodness will always surround us. All we're asked to do is to follow, trust, and obey, and he does the rest. Here's a song which I wrote based on Psalm 23 for my daughter, who was going off to India to work in a hospital there many years ago now, at the age of 18. She wanted experience for her career as a doctor, and as I wouldn't be there for her, I prayed for her each day using this song. I imagined her walking through each verse until I had no more anxiety. Perhaps you might use this song as a prayer today for someone near and dear to you, or perhaps yourself. It's called May Your Blessing Be Upon Them.
May your blessing be upon them, be their shepherd, be their guide. Let your shining greatness lead them to the comfort of your side. By the still and crystal waters, let their bodies be made whole. As you lead them to green pastures, be refreshment to their souls. I offer them to you. I offer them to you.
May you lead them.
days of holiness in the valley of the shadows.
At a house party one evening, all the guests there decided to have a concert. They all took their turns in singing, telling funny stories, reciting poems, and reading from passages from favourite books. One guest there was a famous Shakespearean actor, and he surprised everyone by stepping forward and reciting the 23rd Psalm. He was so word perfect, and his voice was so deep and rich, that everyone clapped to show their appreciation. In the far corner of the room sat an old priest, who, when he was invited to take part in the concert, protested, saying he was too old and his voice was shaky. Besides, he added, "I can't sing, and I don't have a story to tell. I'm very forgetful." "Surely you know a psalm," they all cried out. "I do know the 23rd psalm, but it's already been recited," he said. After some persuasion, he reluctantly agreed to take part and rather timidly cleared his throat and began. When he had finished the psalm, everyone fell silent, and so he sat down. Suddenly the room erupted in applause. They gathered round to congratulate him. They'd been so moved by his words. The Shakespearean actor then approached the priest, called for quiet, and in all humility said to the crowd, "I may know the 23rd Psalm, but my friend here has an advantage over me. He knows the shepherd."
All I once held dear, built my life upon, all this world reveres and wars to all. All I once thought
knowing you.
That was a song called All I Once Held Dear. It's also called Knowing You, written there by Graeme Kendrick and sung by Robin Mark. I know I've told this next story before on air, but some of you may not have heard it, so I'll tell it again. My sister, once on teaching practice in Cumbria, in a place called Maryport, drew a sheep on what was then a blackboard, not a whiteboard, and she asked the children to identify the creature. They all looked extremely puzzled, and no one volunteered an answer. "Surely you must know what this is," she said. "My drawing isn't all that bad, and most of you have farming backgrounds." There was a murmuring of voices, and then slowly one hand went up to indicate he had an answer. The little voice said, "Miss, we think the head is a Swaledale, the body a Herdwick, and the legs perhaps Suffolk?" These children from farms in Cumbria knew their sheep after all. If any phrase at all stands out in our Bible reading today for me, it's this one. "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." It speaks of a shepherd who is at one with his flock. Here there seems to be a two-way understanding, a real communication, which may or may not involve words. There's also an element of trust, even affection, between them. In this gospel reading, perhaps Jesus is suggesting that we can have a similar relationship with him. Begin each day with him. Ask him our most complex questions. Share our frustrations and be totally honest with him. And then when we listen, we can expect a sense of his presence and his help and comfort. With such a shepherd, it should be the most natural thing to do. Here's a much-loved hymn to finish our programme with today. It's Stuart Townend singing his version of Psalm 23. The shepherd knows us, but the question this morning I leave you with is, do we really know him? From Andrew, my technician.
Bye, everyone.
And from myself, Sheila Hamill. Bye for now.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. And I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me. He guides my ways in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on his pure delights, and I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me. I walk the darkest path. I will not fear the evil one, for you